We've had Maria write in relation to a piece that we did on breast density reporting that's happening in Australia and the potential psychological stress that it causes women. Maria's written in and says, thanks for the piece on dense breasts. I wonder if you could do a follow-up. I'm 64 and I've been diagnosed with dense breasts, so BI-RADS C. And the follow-up with my GP
pointed... Is that just the rating of how dense the breasts are?
C and D are...
Which is quite unusual when you get older. They're supposed to become less dense.
Yes, with estrogen changes. And follow-up with my GP pointed to an enhanced contrast mammogram. Could you discuss any alternatives, ultrasound scans? I have a history of breast cancer with my mum diagnosed at 72 years old, of family history. So I'm trying to stay on top of this. And I think, oh, and says many thanks and love the show. We shouldn't leave out the positive thing for us, don't you think?
No, that's right.
No. I think this is what the point of the whole discussion was, Norman, is that there is no clear answer in terms of what do you do if you've got dense breasts on screening, and it might be that you need this enhanced contrast mammogram, or maybe you need an ultrasound, or maybe you need a breast specialist opinion. And therein lies all the nuance and the complexity and the potential uncertainty.
And I think that we can't give individual advice here, but it may be that you discuss with your GP a referral to a breast expert and for a proper assessment of this.
Carol has also written in and says, your episode on breast screening was very relevant as I just had my 2-year screen. I've been screening since my 30s as two of my mum's cousins and her grandmother died of breast cancer. My former GP of about 20 years always referred me for an ultrasound as she said my breasts are dense and she would rather be sure. I got my mammogram results and it said no dense breasts. But when I went to my GP and asked for the ultrasound anyway, he said in his report, it said there were areas of dense breasts that could obstruct view. I was not told that. So the GP has written me a referral for an ultrasound. It's on Medicare and it's free.
Just shows you've got to be able to advocate for yourself and not take a step back.
But I should also add that not all scans are free, Norman. Often patients will have an out-of-pocket cost. We've just done a whole episode on that. But it's not common that you will have your radiology bulk billed necessarily. And it can occur at some centres or if I, as the GP, write on there, please bulk bill the patient. But it's not necessarily normal for the subsequent follow-up tests to be Medicare funded. I think we need to set expectations very clearly there that there could be an out-of-pocket cost.
Keep your questions and comments coming in. And the email address is...
healthreport@abc.net.au.
And don't forget our sister podcast, What's That Rash? This week we're answering the question, are fish oil supplements worth taking?
Do you take them?
No.
Oh, me neither. I'll see you next week then.
Bye.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.